Is that an Akira shirt?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I thought you said Shakira.
Is that a Shakira shirt? Is that a Shakira shirt?
It's a Shakira on a motorcycle.
You know it, bro. 2015 tour.
Wow.
It's Cannes.
Welcome to
Cannes.
It's
Cannes. Where's the film festival? No, it's not. This is a bit drunk. This is the Bit Pubs audio podcast in which we do not discuss the greatest films of the year. No, no, no. We discuss anything and everything about console video gaming, past, present, and future. And whilst doing so, we are having a few too many fine crafted beers and spirituous beverages. No sound effect. My name is Ian Greer. I'm also, and with me having some spirituous beverages and discussing things, console gaming, past, present, and future, he's the Major Tom to my ground control, James Lambert.
Hello.
Very good.
Is hello. Anyone dead?
You know, you can be ground control now.
Okay.
I'll be Major Tom.
You did.
Yeah, oh, you did. Also, hanging out with us yet again, making it, this is our first foursome, our first four-way.
A lot of sausage.
Putting on his red shoes and dancing, Patrick.
David Bowie. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bowie references.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
That's,
hi. Hello.
Yeah, that's Patrick.
That's me.
I would have gone with Under Pressure.
Oh.
Oh, the Under Pressure Patrick.
He's got a little bit of gas.
A lot of bit of gas.
And he hangs out with Freddie Mercury. And last and also least, he's afraid of Americans. Danny Gwynn.
Fuck! Hello!
I'm Danny.
We blather on about some cool stuff this podcast, or at least we think it's cool, and you should think it's cool, because we say it's cool, and this is your source for cool, and Danny Gwynn is going to tell us all about it. Danny.
Hey kids, we're talking about virtual reality and other things vaguely associated with virtual reality today. So why don't you come along for the virtual tour as we get a bit drunk.
Bye!
I really thought you were gonna say down the rabbit hole. Oh, man.
What are we drinking?
So beers. There are several beers. Patrick. Under Pressure Patrick.
Yes, that's I.
Do you
ding 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 ding.
Ding ding ding. You mean they like
theirs
the...
goes ding 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 ding.
But ding 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 ding.
Yeah, like that.
Not the Ice Ice Baby one.
No.
Not the Vanilla Ice Project. He has a new reality show, right?
Who cares?
Owl Houses.
Who cares?
I don't know.
What's you drinking, Patrick?
Oh, what am I
drinking? You brought cool stuff. Is
I brought some fucking mead.
Mead.
Yeah. So I went to San Francisco Meadery a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the dude there is awesome.
Where is, like, they have a tap room that you can go and drink?
It's just...
Or just a storefront?
It's just, it's kind of a storefront on the front of the meadery, yeah.
Gotcha.
We did a tasting, and one of the meads was California Gold, which they stopped making.
Oh.
And I pooped my pants when I tasted this mead.
That happens.
I'm not like a wine connoisseur, and it always pisses me off people describe these crazy flavors that I cannot detect because I am such a noob. But this tasted like fucking Rocky Road ice cream.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And so damn. I was like, I must have them. So I bought a crate or a case when I was there. And then I went to every Whole Foods in the, Santa Clara Valley area, yeah, and bought all of the, I'm not kidding. I bought out all of the remaining
holy
California
shit.
Gold mead at every single Whole Foods.
So how much do you have total?
I have 17 bottles. They were running out already.
Damn.
All the Whole Foods, some of the Whole Foods didn't have any, some of the Whole Foods only had a few.
Did they say if it was so good, did they say why they're not making it, the California Gold anymore?
I don't know. I mean,
it's
creating demand. Illegal.
It's illegal to make it right now.
Well, he's the guy's an artist.
Does it have a Sparta
He wants
May
to make
it?
Different stuff, huh?
Does it have a Sparta May in it?
That's
no aspartame.
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 It's pronounced aspartame.
Aspartame.
Aspartame. Yeah.
Is that a sexual right. maneuver?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm into it.
Ironically, I had a sample of a new mead from Mikkeller. It was made from mangoes and black pepper today.
That's weird.
It was super dope. So, knowing that you like mead, I'll see if I can get some of that.
Dope, huh?
Bring it in for our
Did it bust the freshest?
It popped, locked, and busted the freshest, Danny. All
right. I'm into it. Go on.
Dopius Radimus is what it should have been called.
Mm. Was that in the Rats of Nim?
Secret.
No, that was a big owl.
No.
It was in the Secret of Nim, which is not the Secret of Evermore, or the Secret of Mana, of which I know more about than I do what we're talking about. Speaking of what we're talking about, James, you also have a classic podcast favorite.
Yeah, we're back on that Hell or High Watermelon. It's summertime. I'm hot as shit. Yep. And this is easy to drink, so it's pretty well distributed at this point.
Yep.
You should go find some.
If you don't know about it by now, get you some. It's real good.
Yeah, it's a nice sweet beer.
This is like our third or fourth time drinking it on the podcast, I think.
If you have that with a slice of watermelon, as they do at their tap house, mm-hmm. it doesn't overdo it. It just makes it better.
It's perfect.
It really does make it better.
Ian, you brought a thing.
I brought a thing. I brought a Saison from Almanac with me. Almanac is I would say a growing brewery, growing craft brewery in San Francisco. It is in, you used to only be able to get it, like, if you went there and get it in a growler and occasional bottles, and now it come in cans. And I went to the beer guys, my beer buddies over at the local Whole Foods, because there are some cool kids, and I walked up and they immediately said, "We just got these today, you should have one of them."
So I this said, one's okay. Real good.
Yeah. I like Saison because I feel fancy because it's French. And
this one's got rye in it and tropical fruits.
It does. You can pick it. Yeah, like
it's
really
another
good.
Real good summer beer. For sure.
Yeah,
there's sounds like beer for kids.
Hey.
Yeah, baby's first beer.
I'll take a hit.
My baby's yeah, Danny. Danny's
puff puff don't pass, right?
Puff puff give y'all.
I don't know how drugs work.
How's Danny gonna work? Do you make you share all the needles?
Yeah,
it's just the best.
One needle to rule them all.
Your thoughts, Daniel?
That's rather pleasant.
Isn't it pleasant?
It is like beer for kids.
Yeah. It's fruity, but it's got like a little bite with the rye, and it's tasty.
Yeah. Almanac's Dolores Saison. I also like the name Dolores. I don't know why, but it's just...
It reminds me of that Naked Park up in the city.
Oh, yeah. It's a,
Naked
Park. That's... You know,
where the lady...
Dolores Park?
Off. Yeah.
You
also, get lots of drugs there.
Yeah, oh, Dolores Park. That's probably exactly what it's named for. It also makes me think of a few good MXPX songs, Dolores, in which the song starts about them hating the moon and wanting to blow it up. And then insert punk rock song about not liking the IRA. There you go. That was a good one. That's what we're drinking. So, I'm going to get a starter here. Admittedly, my game has not been on much at all. It's been little tiny things. Like, I have... Super Mario 3D World that I got like when I bought my Wii years ago, and I just played it a little bit, and I was like, cool, I'm gonna play other things now. But now it's like, oh, I've got 10, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes to play a game. Like, I just want to relax, chill out for a bit, have a beer, play a game. So I've been going back and visiting that, and that's just a really fantastic platformer, but everybody already knows that because it's been out for fucking ever, so I'm way behind the times. So one of the things I did do was watch a lot of the E3 coverage. And the things that I want to play, like, one, I think we're all going to say, like, yeah, I'm going to play Zelda. Of course, I'm going to play the shit out of that. I pre-ordered that crap when Amazon was like, you can kind of pre-order it sort of now, 4 years ago. And I pressed the button and gave them money. So already that's coming. So I'm ready to jizz all over that. However, I am excited for upcoming Final Fantasy. I'm excited for Final Fantasy 15 coming out this fall.
Well, as long as you say it with that sort of enthusiasm, he'll repeat you.
I know. I can say anything.
It's so easy.
I just
killing babies.
Killing babies.
Yeah, there we go. He just fired up.
I'm gonna kill some babies now.
Yeah, we know.
Because I said it out loud.
Yeah, that's how that works.
To the abortionary.
It's the secret. It's the secret.
The abortionarium.
The abortionarium. The abortionarium. The abortionarium. I like abortionary because it sounds like an aviary, but for abortions.
It's like a place where you just go and bask in the abortions. Yeah.
It sounds like something from Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Ew. The abortionarium.
Yeah. There's a dude with like a pyramid head and a giant sword.
Yeah. Did you play PT? Anybody play PT in this fucking
thing? Fuck no, because I didn't get a PlayStation, a PS4 until after they pulled that shit from the store.
It's terrible. You should sign, it, you should sign into my PlayStation account and then remote play it from my PlayStation.
Yeah, because it's apparently amazing.
However, one of the things that has given me a few screenshots, one of the things I was super stoked from E3 was Kojima's new game, starring Norman Reedus, Death Stranding.
Yep.
Nobody knows what it's going to be about or anything, but it's like, here's Kojima being weird and eccentric and an awesome director, and Norman Reedus, who's a fucking badass, doing awesome stuff. And motion capturing all kinds of weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
And a crying baby. I don't know.
Also crying baby.
I'm like, I'm all about it. Cool. Dude, can I give anybody else my money now? Who needs money for that? Because I will throw it at them. Final Fantasy 15, whatever the hell Death Stranding is going to be. And as we will hear in a little bit, Resident Evil 7.
Ooh.
That really got me on. And Horizon seemed kind of cool, but those really stole the show for me. So that's what I'm thinking about. Playing. I'm excited to be potentially.
This is like a future version of what you.
Yeah, because I haven't been playing
this
as
much. It's like a what will you be playing?
Right.
I'm playing Mario Kart, I'm playing Mario 3D World because I have 15 minutes. So it's been fairly boring. But. James!
I'm going to dissent and tell you what I've actually been playing. And
what the
what
fuck?
Looking forward to playing.
You've been playing Descent?
No, I haven't been playing
Descent. Oh, fucking throwback.
Classic.
No, I've not been doing that.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm disappointed in
that. Playing that EA game Unraveled, which stars the cutest little ball of yarn called Yarny.
Original name.
Original Yarny. Name. And it's kind of like a weird platform puzzler, but there's like this undertone of some kind of Alzheimer's thing going on. Like, uh-oh. You have to go and recover memories for this crazy old lady who's got a weird animated face in the beginning. But it's fun and you don't have to think a lot when you play it. There's some puzzling that you have to do, but other than that, it's not. It's just like pretty linear and fun. And,
so this is new? I feel like I'm like this just whizzed over my
head.
It's
just like a small release. I was surprised that EA released it because it seems and feels like something you get just like off the regular network of an indie game.
Yeah. I mean, usually when they do something, if it's a console, it's like they spend billions on advertising.
Yeah.
Or it's some garbage mobile game.
Yeah.
That I don't want to play.
It's kind of like Little Big Planet, like that thing.
Oh, I do love
that. Like in a way that it just feels like Little Big Planet, or
yeah, like it doesn't have the
textures
same
and stuff.
Yeah. Artistic feel, but it's kind of cutesy and fun and weird and you get to interact with, like, you in the beginning you're chasing butterflies because you're this little dude that's like this thing.
Shit.
It's like this overgrown yard and then there's these weird ghost memories that you collect and I don't know, it's kind of weird and fun. And
yeah, it sounds a little esoteric.
I don't really have to think.
I need to try it. I need to check this out.
Yeah.
Also, Yarny.
That sounds cool.
Clever name.
Mm-hmm. Are we going in
I think let's go counterclockwise.
Sure.
Patrick.
Oh, okay, it's Patrick. I haven't I haven't played much of anything lately either. Too busy. I did play the Resident Evil 7.
That's right, yeah.
Demo.
I'm too scared to play that.
It's I won't spoil it for you, but
is it scary?
It is scary.
Spoiler alerts: Resident Evil scary sometimes.
But you will shit your organs out of your butthole.
Don't want to spoil anything. But you will shit your pants.
But be wear an adult to go diaper to the hospital before you start that.
Yeah. You will shit your pants with your insides.
And I just entered my name. Ian. Oh no.
Brown note.
Yeah, entering your name, you're just piecing together small cutouts of letters you're finding around the house to make your own fucking name.
Oh, wow.
That would be how they do it.
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, that's how I guess.
That's
something. I'm super stoked for them to be returning to like a game that is scary, because ever since Resident Evil 4, it's just been an action game.
Yeah.
Resident Evil has just been an action game, in my opinion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I also do not see how it's a Resident Evil game, but I'll let you guys draw your own conclusions when you play it. Yeah, so I played that one. Super stoked on. I had to make a list because there's so many cool things at E3 that I thought were badass that I was interested in playing. But Quantic Dreams, game that was just I thought it was just a tech demo for a while, but it's actually a game called Detroit Becoming Human.
Oh shit! That
looks pretty cool.
That's the one where it's. Or at least in the trailer, it was like, it's an android. And like the trailer was like, you keep making choices and the guy is like another rogue android.
Yeah,
is like pointing a gun at a little girl and you make the wrong choice and he like fucking jumps off the roof with her.
That
and
was
then
a
it's
cool...
like, what if you did it this way? And then there's like all these other things that you could have explored and what you could do. And...
Like it was like Heavy Rain. Like this, it sounds like it's like just works just like Heavy Rain, except Heavy Rain, like that, you never got a sense of how choice driven that game was until you played it, where I think they... effectively advertised what kind of game this is going to be. Zelda, of course, but we've talked enough about
it.
Everyone knows it's going to be good. Everyone wants to play it.
We should probably just make the next podcast about it.
Perhaps.
Here's an hour of us jerking off to Zelda.
Not even any talking, just
that's all it is.
A little bit of crying.
Fuck. Also, a lesser known game, but also super cool looking, was Manifold Garden. Ooh. Anybody hear anything about that?
Mm.
It's like a weird architectural like puzzle solving game.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it's like a weird like fractal pattern architecture thing. Like, anyways, just go look it up. It's around.
Like Fibonacci sequences everywhere.
More like an Escher. It's more like playing an Escher game. But like if you fall out of one piece of like the earth, you fall into that same piece from a different level.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Yeah, you can look out across the level and you can see a reproduction of the level you're in, like in the distance. Anyway, it's crazy. I won't try to describe it any further. And then also Skyrim Remaster. I was never like a huge Skyrim nerd, but like I've been wanting to go back to play that game. The feeling of that game was pretty rad, and they're remastering it for PS4, and also Resident Evil 5, which I own for PS3, but I've pretty much retired my PS3, so I'm looking for an excuse to like play Resident Evil 5 again.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wait, so they're remastering that? Oh, that was the one that
Skyrim. Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Resident I think it's 5, unless it's 6, in which case I still want to play that one too, but not as much as I want to play 7. Did you play it on GameCube?
I played it on Dreamcast. Code Veronica. Played RE3 and Code Veronica.
Wait, did they make it for GameCube? Am I confusing that with
No, I think you're correct. I think they made Code Veronica for GameCube, but I just played it on Dreamcast and that was my... It was a good time.
First Resident Evil experience was Resident Evil 1 on the GameCube.
They did the remake for that.
Oh,
one,
yeah.
Right?
And I went back and looked at the original. It's like, looks like shit. Why would anyone play this?
It's like if you ever played Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes.
Yeah.
Like if you played that one first, you go back to the Solid on PlayStation. Like, terrible. This is like garbage.
Anyway.
Dumb.
Anyway, that's my shit.
Nice. Danny.
So blah blah, I have a kid, but also games. So Overwatch, cool. It's getting competitive mode for consoles next week.
Right. Yeah. So what does that mean?
That means that they're gonna introduce like a ladder ranking system where you can
climb ladders?
Yeah. You essentially, just like every other Blizzard game, you can basically compete against every other player in the game and you get ranked. And you score points for, winning these competitive matches, and use those points to buy, various cosmetic upgrades. And in this case, what they're talking about is golden weapons for each character that you can purchase. So who doesn't want golden shotguns? That seems cool.
Golden showers.
Where do the ladders come in?
I'm waiting for that part.
You climb up to the top of the ladder, and then you fight another player. And whoever like stays Kong. On the ladder. Yes. So you play Donkey Kong inside of the Overwatch game.
Whoever stays on the ladder is second because they're the ladder.
Yes.
Not the former.
And the former is at the top.
Because they form
the ladder. He
makes the barrels.
He's the former in the ladder.
Throws them down.
Okay, so you guys got the speed of this.
Forms the barrels, if you will. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think we understand Overwatch pretty well. Let's move on.
Okay, so played Overwatch. Also played a little bit more of Yoshi's Woolly World. That's still highly entertaining, making my way through that game. About to clear the third world, I think, now at this point. Yeah, Zelda's coming up. That's real exciting. Yeah.
We got Faye, friend of the podcast. We got Faye addicted to Yoshi's Woolly World.
Oh, okay.
She's terrible at it, which is really fun.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, it's really fun, but she's super addicted to it, so it just brings me nothing but joy.
Well, because it's like super adorable.
It is adorable.
Plus, it's like Sabrina wants to watch me play.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "Can you just play Yoshi? Because I want to see how to beat this level so that I can beat it later."
You're her walkthrough.
Pretty much.
Your personal YouTube.
Yeah. So she watches it and she's like,
"Danny, do a let's play on this one."
All right, guys. Fine. So here I am going through.
Shit! Fuck!
That's me. That's my version of the walkthrough.
Racism.
You effectively captured the beginning of every let's play.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, so here we are.
Fuck!
We're gonna go ahead. Oh fuck! Did you see that? Fuck! No talking.
Shit,
I watched anyway, so this is a pretty great game.
Fuck! I watched a Let's Play one time.
I fucking died. All right, let's start from the beginning.
Okay. I watched a Let's Play one time. I think it was like Vagrant Story. And the guy would just end up, like, because he just felt the need to keep talking, so he would talk about his life. And then but it was also at the same time like strangely addicted. Like he's a teacher.
That sounds like a great Let's Play.
And yeah, and it was like, at first it was like, "I don't really care, dude. I just want to hear it." And then like, "Wait, go on." I think what made it also really good is he wasn't like the best of story. It wasn't like I was listening to Serial, mm-hmm. or This American
Life.
Season
one, not season two.
Season one, yeah.
Season two is bullshit.
Or Embedded. I like Embedded. But it was not the best, but at the same time, he was telling a good story. Like, it kind of was, like, letting his life unfold, and I was like, I don't know. All right, am I watching this because of the game? I just want to see this game? Or because all of a sudden, like, I just want to hear, like, tell me about your life.
Yeah.
And it was never...
And he will.
And he will. And it ultimately, I almost kind of just want to write him and tell him, like, just, can you just narrate your life? Can you just really get a good set from this?
Last thing for me is the Mario RPG got re-released on the Wii U. No, today.
Oh, it is today. I thought it was next week.
No, it was today.
Wait, what?
The Wii U Virtual
Super
Console.
Mario.
So it'll be like right now, right?
Yeah.
Because the future.
If you're listening to this, you can just go and download it.
Just go download it.
Yeah. There's no waiting.
At home.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Both of you.
Although one of the listeners is my wife, I
Hi,
have
Sabrina.
Already purchased and downloaded this on our Wii U, so Sabrina, no need to do anything further.
She's just a sigh.
You're excused.
For the rest of you, though, the instructions
for the other one of you, go and download this from the Wii U Virtual Console.
Listen, the one person who listens while they mow the lawn. Which is a good way to listen to this.
Can't
good way to
shit.
Pass the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Catch every like fifth or sixth.
I listen to every good podcast. I listen to every other podcast on iTunes, so I might as well listen to this one now while I'm mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
That's our niche. That's where we fit.
Household chores that you don't care about what you're listening to.
Yeah.
Just need some noise.
Household chores that you can't hear the podcast over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really the key.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Need to run your garbage disposal repeatedly or
run a wood chipper.
Yeah.
Vacuum.
Jackhammer some of that cement patch in your backyard.
Is always on.
Definitely.
Steven, you're just sitting down reading a magazine with the vacuum on. Vacuum in this podcast.
Yep.
All right. That's what we're drinking. That's what we're playing or want to play. Let's do some drunk talk. Dot.
I guess.
We have a tiny card. We have a tiny card, Nerf gun.
I got a coffee mug full of beer.
Aviators.
That's Javier Ator.
Aspertame.
Are those yours?
It's so hot out here.
Who's ever even gonna fit on in here?
Him.
For real?
For real.
Ian doesn't mess around when it comes to eyewear.
It's my aviators. Yeah, I wear them in my F-14.
Which is the Subaru part that there.
I mostly just aviate in them.
Yeah, I only use them for aviation.
I just watched the movie.
There.
Aviator.
Nice.
That is a good one. Howard Hughes was crazy.
Crazy as hell.
Knew how to run an airline, though. So E3 happened.
Oh, yeah.
We're happy. As much as we shit on E3, I was.
I don't know if we shit on it.
No, we shat all over it. We bled upon it.
I think we bled
from all the shitting.
We shat blood on E3.
We shat blood on E3. No, I mean, I don't think we really did.
Yeah, stop shoving those broken bottles up there.
Yeah.
Aw.
Recycling.
No more goatsy.
Oh, man. Wow.
Why'd you say that?
Man.
He has invoked the right of Goatsy.
Is there a right?
Now, yep.
It seems pretty wrong to me.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's so wrong that it's right.
When someone invokes the right of Goatsy, like, what then has to happen?
You throw a lemon party. That's what happens.
Only then may you
commence the lemon party.
Who do you invite to the lemon party?
Just a bunch of old people.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
Old guys.
Old two girls.
Well, bro, do you know
about lemon party or
don't
you know
about lemon party?
Are there any cups?
I don't want to know.
They're going to probably have to share because we only have this one.
Thank you.
One cup per two girls.
They might bring some meat that needs to get spun.
Like into some fabric? Like meat fabric?
Yes. Quilt. A quilt of meat.
I was one of those people who didn't see Two Girls, One Cup until later. Like, I just saw all the reaction videos.
I still haven't seen it.
And then you don't ever need to.
I know enough.
You don't ever need
from
to.
From the reaction videos, yeah.
You need to see it.
I don't.
It's like the first 10 seconds are like, all right.
You have such
this
I'm such calm this. Assurance.
What is the big deal about this? Okay, that. Okay. We're done.
Oh.
Yeah, when did it become
and
okay
I'm
with
done.
You?
And we're done. No, thanks.
Okay. I see.
I see what they're coming for.
I see. Is that one?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, she
got
is.
It.
That one is not.
Now I get it.
And that
yes, I shouldn't have watched this.
I had no idea why they had that fucking cup.
Yeah.
Now it's
now,
all everything's
it's
fine.
Also clear it's all very clear to me now.
And that concludes our podcast of describing memes from the early 2000s.
And E3.
And E3.
And also E3.
E3.
Which has something to do with
it's from
Two
the
Girls
early
One
2000s.
Cup.
Mm-hmm.
In the
look at
mid-90s?
I don't know. I just made that
probably
joke.
Early 2000s. I think.
I don't know.
Really
I was
here.
Ready to believe you.
I believe everything James says.
That's unwise.
James
is
our source of truth for
I still
this
do
podcast.
It. Don't
that's
judge.
Very unwise of
don't
everyone
hate, appreciate.
Who listens to me.
James is our official fact checker and truth sayer.
Throw it out. Throw a fact out. I'll check it.
Snopes.
Check.
Can I be the official soothsayer of the podcast?
Yes.
All right.
What say you?
Mostly sooth.
Mostly sooth.
He says for sooth.
For sooth. I'm for sooth. I'm not against it.
You're pro sooth.
Pro
sooth. You're in the
pro
sooth camp?
Yeah.
All right.
All you.
Not an anti.
I'm a left wing liberals.
I'm against it.
And you're pro. You're pro. What would be the opposite of sooth?
Anti
sooth. Anti. You're pro anti sooth.
I think that's just anti-sooth.
And you, but you're for it.
You're professional.
You're professional.
Pro anti-sooth.
You're right.
Soother.
It's like anti-disestablishmentarianism.
It's a lot like that.
Yeah.
I like disestablishmentarianism. I'm not against it. So
Pro-disestablishmentarianism.
I like establishmentarianism.
I just like mentarianism.
I just like ism.
I'm with you. I like a good ism.
Oh, man.
Oh! Hey, we got a podcast.
Right.
That'll put it all together.
Hey.
And bringing it all
together. E3. So that was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
It happened a few weeks back. We are still in orgasmic joy from it. As much as we shout upon it. Again, I don't really think we shout upon it. I think we much loved it. We were debating its usefulness. Although this year, I'll probably be guilty of saying this every year, but this year, it just seemed awesome. It seemed great. Either because I was enamored with Sony's conference. I watched the Microsoft one.
There's only one thing that you need to know about E3. Zelda. Zelda
that,
looks
that
sexy
happened
as
too?
I thought it was Booth Babes.
Booth
okay,
babes.
Two things that you need to know about E3.
Two.
Zelda and Booth
Were
babes.
There Booth Babes?
I don't know.
I thought they stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because gross sweaty nerds.
Right.
So you guys lost some man juice over Zelda.
And oh yeah.
Who here, show of hands so everybody can see who's listening. Yeah. Who watched the Zelda, either the trailer or the live stream?
Mm-hmm. Jace, me, I did do that once.
There are many hours.
You have to describe
Zelda
it in detail.
Footage.
Okay, so first there's a man and he has
he
a yellow
like
hair.
A man.
And
he look like a man.
No, it was sexy. There's lots of cool things.
Is it sexy and 17?
Obviously.
Was it barely legal. Was it the summer of 69?
Barely.
Definitely.
All right.
All of these things are true. James, fact checking?
Had the boys of summer gone?
Check.
All right.
All of the above.
Our truth
James
sayer.
Has checked
check.
Our facts.
I pronounce sooth upon this.
All right. Now that our
truthsayer and soothsayer.
All right. They're both aligned.
Yeah.
We're ready to go.
Much like Mercury with Jupiter. Soothsayer.
All right.
All right.
I didn't get it.
Soothsayer over here.
All right, so E3 was pretty hot.
It was pretty hot.
There was some sexy stuff.
I watched all of the press conferences. I think Microsoft was first. Some of them I didn't get to watch live. I didn't get to watch the Microsoft or Sony one live.
Okay, can you sum up the Microsoft presentation with anything good?
Aisha Tyler.
Okay.
Because she's fucking awesome.
She is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Anything good about their games?
There's a lot of long developer interviews.
Do they have anything that is unique to their console that I should care about?
I will admittedly say, like, having watched it, and then I watched the Sony and Nintendo ones afterwards, and I was... I jizzed upon...
Immediately forgot whatever the hell...
Everything in front of me. Yeah. I'm kind of at a loss, so... Sorry, dear listeners. Sorry, dear...
I'm
Xbox
sorry. Sorry that you chose incorrectly and bought an Xbox.
I'm probably also not the best source because I try to follow this as much as I can, but I don't have an Xbox One, so I'm not as engaged in that community. Well,
because you didn't make the wrong choice.
Oh,
shots fired!
Damn. Should I move that gauntlet? I think it's getting in the way.
No. I threw it there
like
for a reason.
Consoles. They have equal merits, pros and cons.
They do.
I mean, that's probably true, but. I think we all do.
I have old Xboxes. I played Sunset Riders. Not Sunset Riders. Sunset Overdrive. Sunset Riders is a game for the Super Nintendo. Sunset Overdrive for the Xbox One, and that game is fucking amazing. And I'm almost at the point where if it hits the right price drop, I would buy that system just for that game alone. Mm-hmm. I don't know there's a lot of other shit for it, but that one was just so majestic that totally totes worth.
Phineas
Q. Totesworth.
I'm gonna get a butler and call him Totesworth.
Totesworth.
Isn't Princess
I'm sweaty under the
name,
man boobs.
Hella
again.
Hella Totesworth.
Might you fetch some tea?
Isn't Toadsworth Princess Peach's butler?
I don't Toadsworth, know.
Toadsworth. Toadstool.
Totes.
No. Toadsworth. I think is a character in the Mario games.
What's he worth?
Is fine. Is
how much?
Toads.
Toads.
Toads. He's worth toads.
Toads. Bra.
Toads. Bra.
Is there a member of Parliament Julius Toadington?
I mean, wow. If you can convert that to Toadington, then
Toadington?
Probably.
Julius Toadzer. Julius Toadzer, member of Parliament for the Mushroom Kingdom.
And then he got stabbed a whole bunch.
Yeah, because by Peach. Because she's like, this is a fucking monarchy.
There's a lot of stabbings in the Mario game.
What is this Parliament bullshit?
Get your parliamentary government out of my kingdom! I reign supreme! Bowser's the good guy.
I made a cake.
Yeah. I made a cake. Everything's going to be fine. He's trying to, like, Bowser is actually trying to, like, rally the people.
Yeah.
And create a democratic society here.
Makes sense.
Did you guys, I remember a while ago.
For the Koopas and by the Koopas. By the end of this decade, we'll send a Koopa somewhere.
To the Mushroom Moon.
To the moon shroom.
Mush
moon. Mush moon.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Super Mario is in the galaxy.
And he shall remain itch being I'm Super Mario Galaxy.
Ner.
James, you are a resident German speaker. Sprechen Sie Deutsch. Is there truth anything behind, like, when JFK said, like, HB9 Berliner, that people were like, it's actually a donut of sort?
That's interesting.
Danny?
he said, I think, that's true.
That is true?
Yeah. A Berliner is a donut.
Right, because, but is that an American thing, or is that...
It's a thing in Berlin,
it's
too.
It is? Okay. They call it a Berliner.
So it's a pastry called a Berliner.
So if I were to go to a pastry shop in Berlin, there might be a Berliner there. Yeah.
And the article is what messed up that sentence. He could have said, Ich bin Berliner, which would mean I am a person from Berlin. But he said, Ich bin ein Berliner.
I am a definite article referring to an object. Oh.
There's an entertaining Eddie Izzard bit on
and entertaining thing. Eddie Izzard go on.
I think there's more than one.
No, basically what we just said is what he said.
That was the entire joke. Did he say it more British and better?
Well, obviously. Yeah. Also, he's dressed fabulously.
Always.
That is from the Dressed to Kill special.
Wait, it was in Dressed to Kill? He did the whole Berliner thing? Mm-hmm. I feel like I have that memorized. And
he's dressed.
Or was
he
really dressed for it?
It was dressed to
fashion.
Kill.
Perhaps disappointed at the end of the show. He did not kill anyone.
Well, not on camera.
Also, at the end of that show, how badass was that he comes back out and does his entire show in French afterwards?
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
It's pretty fucking badass. So,
you know that.
Yeah.
Why would he do it in French?
Why wouldn't he?
Was it in Quebec or something?
No, he was in San Francisco, of all places. And he had some really great San Francisco jokes, too. No, he didn't call it Frisco.
He didn't do his whole show in French. He did.
He did the opening monologue. Yeah.
Like his character.
Eddie Izzard's whole show.
Like that.
I'd watch it.
Rabbit butt.
He had the rabbit butthole. It was the whole thing.
The rabbit butthole.
He pulled a rabbit.
Rabbit butthole. Rabbit. It was frothing.
Frothing.
He pulled a rabbit butthole out of a flagon.
Frothing at the mouth. Or a sphincter.
That's not something you want on your latte.
Frothing buttholes? Hold the frothing butthole.
Would you hold the frothing buttholes,
please? What? Okay, just a little.
Easy. Starbucks new push.
Yeah.
Is out the anus.
Don't
two extra push. Two You're... extra pumps of frothing butthole.
Can I get a half? You know what? Just double pump just, frothing butthole, please.
Just one pump. I'm watching my way.
All right, and a little bit of the whipped cream.
Half okay, pump.
Just a little.
Bit. I've been good today.
Half frothing butthole, half diet frothing butthole.
Just mix them all together.
Can I get a 1%
frothing butthole?
Child's temperature.
Two extra pumps, frothing butthole. Kids temp, please. Kids temp.
Exactly. I will know.
I will know. I'm a mother.
Oh, so you want extra spit in this beverage is what you're after.
Yeah. Loogie Jim, would you please make this woman's coffee?
I'm coming right now.
He makes the frothing buttholes, too.
Oh, yeah. He does it well.
He invented it, actually.
He's good. Yeah, this is all him.
Full credit.
Should be a millionaire.
It's a Loogie Jim.
He's a very humble man.
It sounded like the walrus from Alice in Wonderland.
Kalu Clay! The time has come! I wait for you.
It's like, it's just, what is Patton Oswalt's bit? Just like he's B word fat. I'm so fat, I'm B word fat. Like I just
you just hear how fat
he is. This is what I would like you to do.
I bought it from Bailey Banks and Middle. It was a beautiful bottle. So our video game podcast. Yeah, so I watched some shit on the internet there over things. Best thing that Microsoft had, Aisha Tyler. Done.
All right. Well,
she's
they had something interesting.
She's a lady person.
A lady person. She is. See, I find her extremely smart and funny and very pretty.
Agreed on all counts. Yeah. Moving on.
Then Sony. I watched that one.
There was a lot of sexy stuff happening.
There was a lot of sexy stuff.
Tell us all the sexy things.
The live
okay, wait, wait. Tell us some of the sexy things.
So it's just some of the sexy things.
Well, because we don't have that much time.
Let's just so they had the live orchestra, which seemed a little weird at first, but ultimately was.
I prefer the live ones to the undead orchestras.
Yeah, there's a lot of
I don't know. The zombie orchestras have a little something for them.
Less metal, but acoustically.
I mean, you have a less metal butt.
I have a slightly less metal butt.
Mine's a little heavier on the metal. Bronze.
A bronze butt.
Yep.
Mine's bronzed buttocks.
I have a uranium butthole.
Is it frothing?
Is it a depleted uranium butthole? Because that's a war crime.
Well, it was frothing and now it's depleted.
I get it. You go back to Starbucks to recharge it?
James.
Very heavy.
Let it be. You heard it here first. James' butthole is a war crime.
You're not wrong.
James, can you check that fact first?
That's fairly accurate.
All right, confirmed.
I'll try and quickly list off a few things.
We're off to a start.
That we're starting.
We're limping across the start line.
I'll try and get us to a point very quickly, a raging point very quickly. So, Sony led off with God of War, which am I? Yeah, yours is it.
Keep going.
It's triangular. It's triangular, right? Like it's pyramid shape.
You mean Beard of War?
Beard of War.
Epic Beard of War.
Epic Beard of War. So they start off with God of War.
Grouchy Beard of War.
And it was a live, like somebody was actually playing the game. It wasn't just like a reel of footage. Like they were, it was real footage that somebody was playing.
Did he yell, "Get off my lawn"?
I don't believe so. Hmm. He did not. He yelled at a young boy of whom you don't know his relation to him, but he was teaching him to hunt. And it was really kind of badass.
No, he calls him father during the,
oh, he does?
During the video.
Okay.
It's his son.
I was probably just jerking too hard at that point.
Jerking too hard to the father-son hunting trip?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets me off.
All right.
That's how I go. Incest. Or as I like to call it, wincest.
Next.
Moving on. They showed a little bit more of Horizon, which is kind of, it's really interesting. It's the protagonist, like the red hair chick, and everything is like machines have taken over, right. But it's
like a tribal
life machines.
It's like a tribal society with robot dinosaurs.
It's as if like think Terminator, but everything went evolution wise. So it's like they started as and just evolved into these creatures, which ended up ruling the earth. So like machines ruled the earth, but not in like an oppressive robot way. But like they're giant wilderness.
It's like
creatures.
Dinosaurs came back, but they're robots.
Yeah. So that's a really interesting concept. And that game's intriguing me more and more.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, that one looked.
It looks like Turok, but robots.
Yeah. Are you hunting the robot dinosaurs? I'm gonna sneeze now.
Yes, you can.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yes, you can. Like, I think there's actually several points where they hunt the robot dinosaurs, like either to stop them from something or to get parts.
Scavenge robo parts.
So as opposed to like killing it and eating it for its food, you get parts out of it.
You kill and eat it for its parts.
Its parts. Yeah. You eat the parts.
Trying to build a computer for the camp.
Like a speak and spell.
The appendix now has a use and it can digest robot parts. So that's what it's for. It's no longer a vestigial organ.
I feel like none of that is accurate.
Well, I mean, Danny, it's a game about robot creatures that just roam the earth like dinosaurs.
Right. It's not real.
It is not real.
It's a game for your enjoyment. Enjoy.
Oh, all right.
One of the things that surprised me and excited me.
Titillated, one might say?
Titillated me the most. I say surprised because I'm usually.
There's another one in there.
Your tits are usually elated.
Elated, they were. I was erect with I sat erect with joy.
All right.
There we go. I sat erect.
You're sitting, but you're erect. You had a boner.
Very good, James.
Okay. Both that too.
Story checks out.
Yeah. Well, it works out. I had both of those. I had both boners.
But.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're just going to leave that one alone. So.
Keep going.
Let's not go back to the red again.
Keep going. All keep right, going. Right,
right, push right. past it. Push past it.
Resident Evil 7 Biohazard.
Did you play that shit?
I've downloaded it because I know there is the free demo. Have you played it?
Yes, I have.
We're going to get your opinion. Here's where it became cool. Because, I mean, I really like the Resident Evil series. I like it quite a bit. But I wouldn't say I'm as big a fan of it as I am other series. Like, you know, we know I'm a Zelda, Final Fantasy, RPG, Metroid fan. And Resident Evil was just one of those, like, oh yeah, I'll always play Resident Evil. I love these games. They're a lot of fun. And I have actually really good memories of being younger and playing like Resident Evil 2. And I was in my room playing it on PlayStation in the evening. And then it, like, I just kept playing, was like all the way through it. And I didn't have any lights on and the sun had set. And I didn't even realize my room was dark. And it was a really creepy point.
Okay.
And I came to awareness of this, and it just freaked me the
just
fuck
throw
out.
Throw the controller.
Yep, I was like, all right, done. We're not gonna play. Yeah. Gonna turn on every light. We're not gonna play until tomorrow morning. But in retrospect, that's actually a really good memory. Like the game was such an experience. However, anytime you're like, oh, new Resident Evil, I'm always like, oh, neat. That'll be cool. That'll be a fun game. I'll go
that'll
play
be
that.
Like Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, that'll be yeah, which was probably one of the best.
Yeah,
but
they've all been like Resident Evil.
So when they showed this off, it kind of had this. At first, I was like, I don't know, because I heard they were doing a new Resident Evil thing. I was like, oh, is this it? Is this what they're debuting? I also know like Silent Hill might have been a thing with Kojima. Is Konami still trying to do something with it? Who knows? I'm just going off the deep end of crazy right now. So it had this whole like Outlast, Silent Hill sort of Resident Evil feel thing to it, but it was you're following in perspective, and then they turned on a shitload of other screens where you saw things out of other perspectives and other viewpoints of him putting in a cassette tape, a VHS cassette tape, to watch something and follow along what's happening. And the trailer that they had for it was just really cool, like incredibly beautiful artwork. The music behind it was actually really, really awesome. They took like an old folk song and redid it. I forget the name. I think the artist was like IKR, and she has a really beautiful voice, and it just worked out awesome. And then they were like, this is coming for console and PlayStation VR. And all of a sudden, like, so something clicked in me, because I've been kind of following the whole VR thing, and I'm seeing everyone I hear arguing about it seems to be like, it's going to change the world. This is how we're going to play every game in the future, blah, blah, blah. Oculus, PSVR, jerk off, jerk off, jerk off. All the way to like, meh, I don't like it. I think it's dumb. I just want to sit on my couch and play video games. And I kind of occupied a middle position. Like, this might be kind of cool for some things, but the rest of the time I want to play other ways. And but I hadn't really seen the cool game, aside from maybe like a Rez scenario.
Right.
I hadn't really seen the cool game, and all of a sudden watching this preview kind of sold me. I was like, all right.
VR?
Yeah. When I probably won't buy in early just because of the price point, but when maybe we hit like a first price drop, I'll probably go out and buy one at that point. Like, I think it's going to debut at like 400 and you need Move controllers. If it hits like 300 and shit's included with it, I'll probably go out and buy one. And I will play, that'll probably be the first game I would play in VR, because all of a sudden it became, this is an experience. Like, this is a game that was already an experience on a television for me in my house. And now all of a sudden I can.
Now you can really get this shit
scared. I can wet my pants and think no one else can see, but everybody else can see because I'm just wandering around my living room wetting my pants and wearing a special helmet.
Ian pees himself wearing a helmet. Got it.
Yep.
They really, all VR helmets should look like narcoleptic. narcoleptic safety helmets.
I would imagine the first redesign will be that, because as people start wandering around their living rooms and running into shit.
I was just going to say, the Morpheus, or you know, whatever the fuck they're calling it, PSVR, will probably be like the next Wiimote in the games revolution, other than that it costs so much money.
And
people will have broken TVs and heads.
Family members.
Yeah, Sony will eventually release a giant gel thing you have to put over your face so you don't break anything in your home.
Oven mitts for your hands or not.
Yeah.
So that kind of prompted me to think more about VR. To me, up to this point, like I'd messed around with some VR stuff, which is, it's super trippy, like to be able to, I look over here and I'm looking over here in a game. I'm not having to control anything. It's definitely very immersive. But for me, this is the first thing that intrigued me on it. And then they followed up shortly thereafter. They had a clip. There's a Star Wars Battlefront. Danny, I immediately thought of you. There's a Star Wars Battlefront expansion, which is an X-Wing fighter simulator for VR. So you're going to, like, you put on the helmet and you're sitting in the cockpit of an X-Wing and shooting TIE fighters and shit.
Yeah.
Wetting your pants and jizzing.
Yeah, like I've always won.
And that's the single best. I think that's the single I think that's going to be the single best context in which we are, like, changing
piloting things.
Being a pilot. Yeah.
I think that jizzing.
Jizzing.
I mean, both two things can be true about this.
Hands, two hands free for jizzing. Or if you control what direction I'm looking, I can touch my dick with both hands.
You've opened up a new world for me, Sony. God bless you, Andrew House of Sony.
I do think that the stripper jizz pants are going to...
Oh, God, this is coming.
Sales of that are going to go through the roof.
Skyrocket.
With VR.
If they had a partnership with Sony and PlayStation or Oculus... Pants?
Yeah, there's these, be... there are these other pants that you can
wear.
Oh,
yeah, you weren't here for the last
You put them on. They've got, like, this lubricant stuff inside them, so that when you get a lap dance at a strip club, it's easier to get off, and then it contains all the things that come out of you.
This is a real thing?
It's a real thing.
I was educated last time. I did not know about this.
I'll send you a link.
I don't.
I don't want it because I'll buy it.
Look, I don't make that much money, okay?
I can't replace my entire wardrobe yet.
Reasonably priced. That
I would say.
They're...
What are we talking?
Jizz pants.
No, okay. How much does a set of jizz pants cost?
I don't remember.
Like 30, 40 bucks?
James, fact checker James.
Wait, so they're lubricated on the inside, so you're just swimming around in some lubricant?
I wouldn't say swimming. I would say you're comforted by.
I wouldn't say swimming. I would say enjoying.
As if they were resting upon a cloud of goo.
A cloud.
Is it like a...
Have you ever fucked a cloud?
Who hasn't?
While you're seated?
No.
With your pants on?
But now I want
to. That's what it feels like.
No, sir, I have not. Tell me more.
I have it, but I want to. Tell me more.
Oh, I don't have my link active.
You mean like
that's an incredible safari history? I'm glancing over your shoulder. That's an incredible safari history.
Is this it? This might be.
Do you not keep a fuck ton of tabs open at all times?
Yes, this
is. Do you not suffer from that disorganized?
I close them for embarrassment.
Oh, okay. All of my tabs are autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes. No. No.
Yeah,
only like half of mine are.
They're closed. So
they are
can't be.
None of that. Yeah,
put those in the incognito thing.
Oh, you're a Chrome user.
Yes.
Chrome user.
$20.
$20 for one pair of
jizz
pants?
For one pair of liquid lap dance.
That is a discount pair of good shorts right there.
Are they just like made out of recycled grocery bags? $20?
It's like regular underwear.
Oh, they're underwear.
Latex extension in front to caress and stimulate the male anatomy. Just squirt in some lap dance lube.
That means wiener.
And you're ready for a liquid lap dance.
Man,
Jesus, man!
What a time to be alive!
The industry that has developed around these sorts of things.
What has science done?
That
liquid lap dance.
It has enabled pervs to jizz on strippers
without jizzing on
the stripper.
Yeah,
it's more you're jizzing with a stripper.
I don't think
alongside a stripper.
I think underneath.
Or adjacent.
In the company.
In the company.
Because I don't think she's
I'm gonna open this jizzing.
You're gross,
mode.
And she thinks you're gross.
Yeah.
She has no interest in jizzing with or on you.
No. Anyways.
Or he. They have a lady version.
No.
Oh, that's discriminatory.
Have you
Do they have
to
a
male strip
version?
Club?
Yes. No. Tell me more.
They don't need any help.
No. All right, then.
Yeah, that's true. They are good-looking gentlemen.
Those male strippers.
Yeah?
Look, it was for research, okay?
For this podcast.
Yeah.
We sent
so
James, our reporter
checks.
On the scene...
To Chippendales.
So I could check the facts.
Yeah.
I went in and I said, I'm just here for the facts.
Do you
really?
But he actually said, I'm just here for the package.
Like, well, we got all kinds of that.
Yeah. The package deal. You know, the one that gives me a drink and a lap dance? That's what I'm looking for. That is what I desire. Will you give that to me? I don't know why you're a creepy old British villain at this point.
I mean, I could see it. He
takes
just...
all sorts.
Is that supposed to be a British voice?
Yes, Indeed. Governor.
Oh, wow.
What the?
Oh. Crikey!
Hey, nope. So let's talk about virtual reality.
Yeah. So that's... All of a sudden, VR became, this is a thing that I will purchase. Whereas before, it was like, neat. That's very cool. I'm very excited to see where this is going. I think we've hinted at that in previous podcast episodes when we talked about like console add-ons and stuff, where it's like, I don't know how this is going to go. There might be situations where this works out better. They've started selling me on experiences.
So I think there are a couple things to just sort of state about virtual reality. First, mm-hmm. I think up till now it's been kind of like a hobbyist thing. Like, you know, they sold the developer kits for a long time with the Oculus. And now I feel like it's getting more into the consumer market. And the second thing is, I feel like the most common argument I hear from people against virtual reality is that it's just a fad, or mm-hmm. that only a subset of people are going to be interested in it. It's never going to catch on as like a mainstream thing of any kind. What do you guys think about that?
I think there's some credence to that. I think, like, if you look at music games like Guitar Hero, that was kind of a fad. They're not really...
Yeah, everybody had it for a while.
Everybody had it. And then...
And you could not sell it back anywhere.
Even, like, motion control stuff, that it can be argued that's a fad.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I would side to the argument that, like, one of Nintendo's biggest failures is they just wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
They just would not give it up. And it's like, okay, I think we're good.
Just like that stuff was really cool, this is really cool, too.
Yeah.
We'll see if it's the future of gaming. Like, music games are the future of gaming, and motion games are the future of gaming.
Yeah, or is it just a momentary thing? I still sit in the camp of, at least for what I'm seeing, like, how the technology works, how you have to get every, like, with, if you have an Oculus, in order to get it to look really good, you need to spend a lot of money. And for the PSVR, you still need to, like, which is apparently supposed to be very nice, like, it's like, but you still have to buy it, and then you have to buy controllers, and then you have to have free, like, just the way you experience it, like, you have to shut off the rest of the world. So you're already changing modes. Like, I think, like, if I'm at home playing a video game, I also kind of need to be like, what's going, what are the dogs doing? Is somebody at the door? Like, what's happening? Like, keep an eye on the house.
You can't put yourself in an isolation chamber.
Exactly. This is not like a sensory deprivation. So sad. Like, it would have to be a very specific scenario. Like,
doesn't even have his own deprivation
tank.
Tank.
Oh, I missed the
this
sale.
Rig's lame.
This room doesn't have a sensory deprivation tank. How cute.
Let's go.
How quaint. Let's go. How quaint. So I think at least where it is, it will be the harbinger of very interesting things to come as maybe newer, more efficient technology comes out after it. But I still think it will remain experiential. Like, this game you can also play in VR and it adds to the experience. Or maybe this is a VR game only and it's designed around it. But I don't think it's going to be... We're not all in on this. I don't think we're you know, everybody's, you know, putting the chips to the... Like, all their chips in the pot here. Where they're saying, like, no, this is the way of the future. Everything's going to go this way. It's like, I don't really think that. We've also had conversations where, like, the mobile is taking over. And so people like the little 5-minute, I can pick it up, I'm on a train, I'm waiting in an elevator, playing a game.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah, I'm on a boat. Which we've also discussed as kind of replacing the handheld video game, which... Those sold well because for the mass audience, that was its purpose. Like, mm-hmm. let me flick on and play Tetris for 10 minutes. Well, you know, while I wait for a doctor's appointment or whatever.
What do you think, Patrick?
I do think that it's going to be a little while, but I think it's absolutely going to be the next thing.
You think it's going to be the thing that
you think
everybody does?
Fad, or you think it's going to be like...
I think it's going to be
way of the future.
I think it's going to stick around. Yeah. I mean, there's too many things that it does. It might even invigorate the motion controls again, might bring motion controls
like in
back
tandem
with
it.
Going back around,
yeah.
Up and down.
Think of the potential.
Continuing to go up and down. Whatever, all sorts of things.
So, that will become gaming. Like, you think that's how? Like,
I think so.
If you go home and
PS5
comes out in years, like, you'll go home and that's how you'll play PS5.
I know this is a gaming podcast, but I think it's gonna. Like, I think it will replace computer monitors. And, when the resolution gets to the point where you're not, there's no screen door effect and you're not tunnel vision into these lenses.
Yeah.
Like, you can have any size computer monitor you want, right? Like, it's not going to be
like,
anyway.
Like Google Glass. I really thought, like, I know they kind of pulled the plug on that, but I really kind of think that, like, the AR, the augmented reality, it will
when it's not a giant thing on your face, and it, and the viewing angle's better, and anyway.
Yeah, when it becomes,
I think it's going to be a big deal.
When it becomes convenient and innocuous. Yeah, I could see that.
But am, yeah, for now, it's still a fucking thing on your face.
I'm,
for sure.
I'm waiting for holograms. I think that's what's going to
that'll be
the paradigm
stuff.
Shifter.
You
got.
You just want to hang out with Tupac.
You just put your thing down, like
who does?
Your crystal. You hold your crystal in your hand, and then it shoots up a thing, and then it's like a 3D hologram that you're interacting with.
I just like the idea of having to carry your own crystals.
Then you don't have to put a bucket on your head.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with Patrick because I think the failure of things like the limited popularity of things like Guitar Hero or of like the Wii motion controls is that it was pretty limited in the scope of the things that it could do.
You're playing a music game.
Yeah. This is like, cool. Yeah. You have a guitar. You can play a game based around playing things on a guitar. But I think the cool thing about virtual reality is anytime that you're controlling a single character, you could play from the perspective of that character using virtual reality, whether that be a pilot, some, like a Mario Kart character, could be someone in a first person shooter, obviously. Those sorts of things, I think, all lend themselves to virtual reality.
Even if you're not, right? I mean, even if you're third person to that Mario Kart cart, you can still look
like,
I mean,
the place where it would not be good, it, I guess what I'm getting at is like StarCraft is not going to go virtual reality.
But why not though? Right? I mean, you could like move a board in front of you, or like
if you wanted to get what's that movie with Tom Cruise where he's doing
Top Gun?
Top Gun. If you want to get all Top Gun on your virtual reality,
a few good men.
So you play volleyball on the beach with no shirt on,
with the guy from
the deck
ER,
of an aircraft
who wasn't in ER yet.
Was it? No, it was on the beach.
No.
Did you guys see Tarantino's
they were at the Top Gun school. They weren't on the aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
That was my dream. Sorry.
Idiot.
Did you see Tarantino's explanation of that movie?
Yes. Where he talks about it's the
is
gayest...
That's from another movie, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which movie it's from. But he
it's like it's about these men's struggle with their sexuality or whatever.
They're like fighting against how gay they actually are. Oh man.
Just accept it. Just believe. You'll be fine.
Go and Google Tarantino Top Gun gay.
That's pretty good.
It should get you what you need.
The VR that I want to see is a carrot in a rabbit's butt. I want to be the
We don't need VR for that.
No, I want to be
we
the
have
carrot.
That.
No,
he wants to be the carrot.
In the other room.
And he wants to be, and he wants to have a consenting rabbit.
Oh,
yeah, we got that in
the
other room.
That's the problem with the rabbit. In the other, don't
Jerry, the consenting rabbit.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Jerry, is it okay if we do this?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
I'm in. I'll eat the carrot later, too.
Gross.
Don't make this weird.
One
thing that I'm particularly excited about that's related to VR is this new company is coming out called The Void, and it is a...
Sounds like it doesn't have anything in it.
No, it's completely empty. They just take your money and you leave.
Vaporware.
Yep.
Clever girl.
It's basically a virtual reality laser tag place where you show up, you pay your money,
in,
you
like,
put on...
Utah?
Yes, I think Utah is where
it's
starting.
It's pronounced Utah.
Pardon.
Utah.
Utaha.
Utah.
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 You put on this suit, you put on your virtual reality mask, and you pick the type of game that you want to play, and it can be like a competitive shooter against the other players. You can play like an adventure game like D&D or like a Lord of the Rings theme thing.
Can you hunt a man?
Probably. it's the most dangerous game. Halo 2, the most dangerous game.
Can you hunt a man?
But the point is that you're like super immersed, and then you're
there's
not
some stuff you just don't get to do in your life.
Not only are you in a game, but it's actually like there's a maze and that has like these raised panels and buttons that you can physically push in the real world, but the game overlays different things onto them. So in like a sci-fi like a hacker adventure, the wall panels would be computer terminals you have to
so
hack.
It's kind of like a combination VR AR thing, like
sort
augmented
of.
Reality
yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's like this really cool concept where like the four of us could go play I don't know
play
like a medieval like dungeon adventure where and like they will give you like weighted cubes with handles that
ye
are supposed
old
to represent
arrow
like a lantern
tag. Yeah.
What does VR mean for LARPing? Is it the end of LARPing?
I think it means far less chance of getting laid
only
than you already have.
You think you're less likely to get laid with VR as you are with LARPing.
With a human person?
I feel like you're equally unlikely to get laid.
With a human person? Yes.
What about a person pretending to be a wizard?
I'd say your chances of getting laid are probably higher.
Yeah.
Higher with like the spaceman.
There's a lot less overhead with VR.
Yeah.
I mean, you could pretend to be a normal person when you're not in VR. You got to dress up for LARPing and shit.
Yeah,
that's true.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
And that makes me think of an actual like sort of relevant point to the discussion. I think I'm with you. Like for where VR is, I think it's going to be experiential, but when it becomes like the every when it plays to the laziness of human beings, when it becomes so easy to engage in this platform, like you can pick up your phone and play a game, you don't think about it, you know?
Or you don't even have to have a phone, you just pretend to pick up a phone.
Exactly. You're commenting on like what we have now, or hell, you pick up your PlayStation 4, you pick up the controller nowadays, and you press a button on the controller, it turns on your TV, turns it to the PlayStation 4, you're ready to play a game.
I think that we're going to see the return of something like Google Glass. I think it kind of hit the Dreamcast effect where it was a good idea, but maybe people just weren't ready for it quite yet.
Yeah, or just like still needed some tweaking.
Yeah, I think that augmented reality is going to be a thing.
Like, yeah.
And the ability to just sort of on the fly.
When you have the AR switching to VR thing, I definitely think for present time, I really think the VR gaming will be a separate thing. It won't be like all consoles from this point on are just gonna be like, well, this is apparently the only way to make money, so here you go, here's Oculus and Morpheus and what all other shit. I think it will still be an add-on until shit eventually becomes super simple.
I think Microsoft's HoloLens probably is the most like applicable representation of where VR and AR are going.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's a game thing right now, but like there are too many applications for this technology for it to just be a video game peripheral. It would be like saying like, will the mouse be used for things that are not games?
Yeah,
you know.
I can see AR messing people up though. Like this probably sounds like
you mean like more like, than video the games phone makes people crash their cars or
yeah like
or I'm supposed to go kill John Connor and the thing tells me that somebody else is John Connor.
You're walking around real world and yeah, you get a message like kill this bunny rabbit that's not really there and there's actually a cat there and you kill the cat by accident.
You're playing a game where you're supposed to stab a rabbit and you brought a real knife because that's what it just feels better when a knife is real. The game tells you to stab a real person.
I've already identified several problems.
I think you guys are doing this wrong.
There are some concerns that I have about AR.
There's actually a really interesting video I watched of like a concept about how augmented reality might actually be.
With the ads and everything?
Yeah, it's like
pop up ads everywhere.
It's the from the perspective of this.
You should buy picture frames.
It's the perspective of this woman, and it's like all targeted advertising
on the bus, right?
It's on the bus, and then she's walking down the street, and then she gets mugged, and she has like this AR unit in her palm of her hand. Someone mugs her, cuts it out of her hand with a knife, and like steals her identity that way because it like contains all of her like credit card information and all that. And she has to like go to this public service place, and she has all this trouble because they can't identify her.
Right.
This is a really interesting concept video.
Yeah, like it's the just like everything else, it can evolve. But it's like, oh, you still have a single point of failure. Right. So there's your problem.
So have you guys seen that video? By the way? Just as a side note,
I'll find it and send it to you. We should put it in the
comments.
It's a really cool.
It sounds crazy, but that video is entirely believable.
Yeah,
I mean, like there's the mugging scene was like. Oh, that's
not going to
go.
Just from the way you're describing it, it's like this isn't it's not like a conspiracy theory weirdo thing. It's like, okay, here's a logical outcropping.
It kind of felt like watching like a more futuristic version of like District 9 or something.
Yeah.
Like it felt if, like that, yeah, like kind of gritty realism. Like,
yeah. Here's what could happen if you do things the wrong way.
Right.
Okay, more of a warning than
here's what's good. It's just it felt was like it, just here's what's going to happen.
Here's what's
gonna happen. Was it at least sexy like Aeon Flux?
No, not sexy like Aeon Flux.
I want to watch Aeon Flux.
That grocery store, whatever, you guys just gotta watch it.
Yeah. All right. It's pretty great.
So this is going to be more of a discussion about futurism, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, philosophy note, everybody should read Nick Bostrom's paper about how we all might be living in a computer simulation. He's a philosopher at Oxford.
A lot of people have said that.
It's very good. It's more for him. It's just like he's a futurist, but he's also like, I don't know, we could be living in a computer simulation. He's a philosopher at Oxford, so he's obviously drunk.
Obviously.
We could be in a computer simulation. Fuck, I'll write a paper on it. He did, and it's really good. So, but. But that has nothing to do with VR. Or maybe it does. Who knows? It's all very meta thing.
If this, then that.
So ultimately, let's bring it back down. Let's come back from Space Colony.
Alpha.
So let's come back from Space Colony Alpha. Somebody make a Gundam joke here. Patrick, looking at you. You're the only one who's gonna bail me out. All right,
despite
nothing.
My Akira T-shirt,
damn
I'm
it,
not a Gundam guy.
Patrick is wearing an Akira T-shirt. It's my only.
I'm sorry, I know I failed.
I mean, I'm all for big giant robots, but I don't know anything about.
Why
that
are
show
they always piloted by like teenagers? Like how much
I don't
you
know.
Can you have
I can't.
You can Gundam. Really dissect. I mean, you can get to that level on any Japanese anime. It's always like some high teenager. School kid.
The robot's powered by angst.
I will say
sexual frustration.
I will say if you've not seen the series, I won't spoil it, but Evangelion had a really good take on that. It's like like 14 and he's like, this is so weird, this is so tropey, but the entire purpose of that series and film was to be tropey for a purpose, and then they get into like a really fucked up way of why it happened. It's super super weird. But yeah, I don't know. Why has everybody gotta be like barely pubescent?
Speaking of teenagers piloting giant robots, Netflix re-released the new Voltron, which is actually pretty dang good.
I've been hearing.
I watched like the first three or four episodes. It's pretty rad.
Is it? So it seems like a kind of thing that's like I have to watch contextually. Like I would have to imagine I'm 9 years old again and watching it. Is that a good way to experience it?
Potentially.
Okay.
Like,
would I enjoy it the same way as I enjoyed it as a kid? Or would I
think, it's more, it's like a modernized, slightly less cheap, like it doesn't take itself as seriously as the original Voltron seemed to, I think.
Yeah.
Like it's less corny somehow, but just as corny.
Like more purposefully corny? Like they're trying to do
like,
it to be
it's
like,
silly,
hey, man, we
it's
used to
silly,
do this.
Not corny.
Gotcha.
I guess.
Okay.
Somebody
described it as a little slapsticky sometimes.
It is a little bit, but I enjoy that.
All right.
So
VR.
So VR.
This is a good episode. This is a good episode.
Do we want to have like closing thoughts?
Yeah, anybody? I think we already know my thoughts on this. Anybody have final thoughts? James, what do you think VR, in its current state, what are your thoughts on it?
I'm just disappointed that we didn't talk about any kind of robots. Other than, I know we talked about Gundam, so never mind.
Well, other than cartoons?
But are you talking like a mech simulator?
Like Mech Warrior gets re-released.
I want a Gundam game. I want a Voltron game.
Fuck.
Ooh,
yeah.
There you go.
Did you see Hawken?
Mm-mm.
Oh, what about it?
Plate PS4.
Oh, shit. I'm into that.
Also, Titanfall 2.
Yeah, Titanfall 2.
That's going to be cross-platform, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. Will the multiplayer be?
But as in, it's going to be released on multi-platform.
Multi-platform. Well, there's been a lot of talk about cross-platform multiplayer.
Microsoft reached out to PlayStation asking them if they would combine.
We're not making money!
Please help us, we're drowning!
Sorry, we can't hear you over the sea of coins that we're swinging. Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, we're just McDucking it over here while you guys are drowning.
Bye!
Oh, these coins are really heavy and hard.
Oh,
why
no,
did we do
diving
this?
Board.
I think there's lots of cool potential for VR. I may have sounded like a doubting Thomas or a negative Nancy or one of those other words that have names and an adjective, but
adjective names.
I'm hopeful for it, and I'm interested to see what people are going to do with it.
Yeah, Patrick.
I think it's going to suck for a little bit. But then it's gonna be fucking great. I'm also super stoked that a company like Sony has like made a quick, easily implemented like kit.
Yeah.
Like you buy a PlayStation, you buy a PSVR, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Like there's no like, the Oculus is expensive. Requires an expensive PC. I'm sure the PlayStation will be a limited experience, sort of compared to things like the Oculus and super high powered PCs. But like. It's just it's something that a consumer can buy and then do, and it's not complicated.
It's much more accessible.
Yeah.
What do you think it's like? You said something interesting. You said it's like, I think it's gonna suck for a while. What do you think is gonna suck? Like physical things, like motion sickness.
Well, or like
just how you have to.
So my only fear is that like motion sickness is gonna be a thing.
VR legs.
So
yeah, probably.
Sony's really gonna be really strict about games needing to run at 60 frames per second in their. I believe they have a set of guidelines that the developers have to meet specifically to prevent motion sickness. But it's going to be cool. The screen door effect, which is a real thing, is going to be there. People's eyes are tricky, and I think it's very hard to appeal to everybody. So there's going to be a whole suite of people who are going to be like, VR doesn't work for me.
That's like 3D
and,
movies.
Just like that. And that sucks. And I think it's like there's a risk of kind of fragmentation where you offer this feature and then developers want to make their game for VR, so they half-ass the non-VR version or they don't consider the VR version and they release a half-baked version of the VR.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that'll be interesting, but ultimately it'll culminate in a VR-focused industry.
Daniel.
I'm excited by the prospect of VR. I want to pilot my X-Wing. I want to go play real-life augmented reality laser tag.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be cool. I think all of us as kids always wanted that experience of, like, I'm in the game!
Yeah.
I find that exciting. So
yeah.
I'm real into it, cautiously optimistic. But I think I'm probably going to adopt like a wait and see posture until I get like that. Yeah. Oh crap!
What is the
wait
and see posture? What does that look like?
It's like squatting.
It's like the lotus
hands
position.
Hands on the hips.
It's like you're pooping.
Yeah. It's sort of like you're pooping, but with more pelvic thrusting.
Throw some downward dog into it. It's the only yoga thing I know.
Wait.
It's like a warrior.
You're waiting
thing,
to
right?
see what's behind you with downward dog. Yeah.
Praise the sun.
A sun.
Praise be the sun.
Salutation is what you meant.
That's the one. Ian.
So immediate future, I'm excited about a few certain things. Like if I'm looking at VR, where I think a lot of the conversation is like, is this going to be cool? I'm like, I think it's going to be cool in some situations. I'm a Resident Evil, I think a Star Wars thing. Sony mentioned they're doing Final Fantasy 15 with a VR mode, and that looked dumb as hell.
Yeah,
that just looked
that's
dumb.
Like
that's
a prime bullshit. Example of
yeah,
where they're
like,
going
to
just
nope, that's stupid. You're just tagging something onto it. Who knows? I mean, it could be awesome, and I'll be derided for shitting on it, but I'm like, nope, that looks dumb, and yeah. I want Final Fantasy 15. I don't want that. I don't give a shit about that. I think there's going to be those situations where I think I said before, like, the technology will become better and better as we learn how to play to the laziness of people. I can plop down somewhere and I'm doing this.
I want my house to put on my helmet for me. I don't want to put on my helmet.
Yep, I already have it where
you want the holodeck from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
When it becomes that.
Lots of sex.
Lots of Deanna Troi.
Lots of sex.
Lots of data.
When?
Lots of Patrick Stewart. I'm talking out loud, aren't I?
I approve.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm already at the spot where it's like I can walk into my house and my air conditioning, my lights turn on, and dishwashers. I don't have that, but you know, I got the Nest and the Hue lights, so it's like I can already do that. So if I can walk in and like, I'm gonna start PlayStation 6, turn on whatever. And, you know, thanks Xbox Kinect 5 or whatever. Just I sit down and I'm doing a thing, and I'm also able to be aware of other things happening. So yeah, in the immediate future, it's gonna be very specific, but. I don't think everything will go PlayStation VR. I think they're going to overdo it, a little bit like the music games.
Yep.
Everything has a VR component, but there will be some gems.
You don't think it'll die?
I don't think it's going to die. I think this is going to keep evolving. This is going to keep evolving. All right. That's
good talk.
That's a good talk, everybody.
That is a talk.
Yeah. We didn't talk about E3 that much.
Good.
That's fine.
No.
Okay.
I think we...
Fucking
straight. I was thinking maybe...
James! Get the hell out of here!
here.
So, hey, thanks for listening. Bye.
Whatever.
I mean, we have several forms of contact that you can reach. Whoa. Reach
sorry, I'm messy.
To us out at on the internet. This is going to be a great one, Dan.
You ready for this? I'm real pumped.
So you can like talk to us and you send friend requests. Is that what they're called?
Sure.
Following. You can follow request us on Twitter. My name's James. You can find me on there at Duty Monster. And then Danny's over there.
Hi. You can find me at Strongest Kung Fu. And my Kung Fu movie review for this episode, as promised last time, I was going to watch The Kid with the Golden Arm, and I did.
I thought they were going to let us down.
I was going to watch it, but I did. I went to sleep instead, so fuck you. No, so I watched The Kid with the Golden Arm. It was really good for an old cheesy kung fu movie. I highly enjoyed it. I recommend it. I give it a thumb and a half up.
Where? Up where?
Way up there.
Okay.
All the way
like where the,
up there.
Where it goes.
I give it 1.5 carrots in the rabbit's butthole.
All right.
It's only a half thumb because the other half of the thumb is not visible right now.
Yeah. So anyway, that's once again at Strongest Kung Fu if you want to follow me. Sometimes I say some stuff on there.
On occasion.
Ian?
Sure. I'm Ian Greer. You can find me at The Space Ian on the Twitter.
Not other Twitter. With A Space Ian.
Not A Space Ian, or just Space Ian, or another Space Ian, or the real Space Ian. I am the Space Ian.
Can you change Twitter. It to the real Space Ian? I feel
no.
good about that.
No, you can't.
No.
Can't.
Ever.
The other person that is on this podcast will remain unanimous. Unanimous?
Unanimous.
Unanimous.
We all vote for him.
We are all that guy.
We are the collective.
We are man. Patrick.
I'll form the head.
No, that's I'll give the
head. I'll give the
wait.
All right, everybody, line up.
It's just a conga line in my head for that.
But it is in your head.
On that note, this has been and we are a bit drunk.
Just a bit.
Bloop. Did we even say Patrick's name?
No.
Also Patrick's over there. Bye.